It's Beer for Breakfast on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show, brought to you by Speedy Mart Las Vegas.
Well, all right then, friends. All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast. We have made it to another Friday. All I
want to eat is a barbecue.
And we are going to drink all the drinks.
Yeah.
We are going to celebrate all of the celebrations. I'm going to rub all of the noses so I don't sneeze.
It's the original beer for breakfast, Mahoney. 13 years running.
Often imitated, never duplicated. And man, I am happy to be drinking with you again on a Friday morning.
There's just nothing better than hanging out with some friends and cracking open a beer. You got the weekend in front of you. And this is a good one today, man. This is a... it's a pretty strong one. It's nearly 7% alcohol by volume, so 6.9%. But it's a little different than what you would expect from a traditional IPA. So it's got some flavor to it that that you'll explain here in a moment, I'm sure.
So, Dave, I was sitting around. We've got a Beer for Breakfast podcast that we just did with a couple of our friends. And it's up if you search in any of the podcast platforms, Dave and Mahoney, you can find it. But this past week, I was doing a Beer for Breakfast podcast, and they busted out I think it was like a 6-8 percenter.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, my friend is deep in the beer world and drinks a lot of beer. And he's like, oh, we got a light one today.
A light one.
And it's so that's it's just, 6. You know, like when you say heavy, he says light. It's all subjective. But, you know, luckily there is a definitive number there. But it drinks very light. And the beer that we are drinking today here on Beer for Breakfast is the Love Lady Brewing Company's Gas Station Squeeze. It has 6.9% alcohol by volume and was canned only 9 days ago, so super, super fresh. Today being served from a 16-ounce, very colorful orange and yellow can. It was priced for a four-pack of 16-ounce cans at $11.99 per can. Dave and I were actually there the day this got canned. I think we drank one of these.
Like an hour after it got canned, I think?
About an hour after they
canned it. So it's just enough time to can it, cool it, and then give it to us. And
throw it down our gullets.
And it worked.
Yes. Yes, it did. We're like, we're going to do that beer this week. The proper glassware, serve this out of a pint glass or a mug. I recommend serving it in anywhere between 45 and 50 degrees Fahrenheit. The five categories in which we rate every single beer on Beer for Breakfast are look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability.
And how thick that lotion is.
Mm, thick. Super thick.
Well, you don't want to use too thick of lotion because the can will slip right out of your hands.
You know,
real
I'm allergic to
here.
Chia seeds.
Starting off with the look of the Love Lady Brewing Gas Station Squeeze.
Nobody knows what we're talking about because we're talking about this on this stream.
I got itchy ass legs, man.
Twitch.tv/Dave Mahoney.
Yeah. So it pours a mostly translucent golden orange and had a decent amount of fine carbonation heading to the top when first opened. It poured a fizzy 1.5 fingers of whitehead.
So you got 1.5 fingers? I got a lot less than that. I mean, the lacing is sticky.
That's 2 fingers, Dave.
No, I know what 2 fingers
hold 2 fingers
is.
In.
Oh, I know.
That's 3 fingers.
No, it was barely, I mean, it's a little.
That's the Spocker.
Audrey, how many fingers would you say this is right here?
I'm going to close my, that's like a fingernail.
That's like a fingernail. Yeah, this is not, you would never call that one full
one
finger.
1.5 fingers. That's 1.5 fingers.
You did not get that. I did not get anywhere near that much head on it.
One finger is like an inch. Not even.
Right. That's like a quarter inch.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that's like maybe an inch.
You're not great with measurements. We get it.
No, I am. And that's at least 5 feet long. So anyway, it looks like, even though this is a tangerine West Coast style IPA, it does kind of have, like when I say mostly translucent, there is it's not a haziness, but there is a
little fog.
Foggy.
Yeah. Too foggy.
But it's not super clear like some of the other West Coasts, obviously with the tangerine in there, it does add to that. Let's move on to the next category of beer for breakfast on the gas station squeeze, which is the smell. So I'll take a big whiff.
I mean, you get the fruit just right up front. I mean, you get some of the alcohol in there, a little bit of it, but it is overwhelmingly fruity to me.
For me, the nose is very easy, very inviting. Hints of citrus with a brief appearance of hops as it starts to warm. Zero alcohol in the nose of this beer.
See, you don't get any of it. See,
I get no alcohol.
Just a little bit in there, but maybe that's
I'm
just
getting
me.
No booze either. I'm just getting smacked in the face with the fruit.
I get a lot hops. Of fruit,
the citrus.
Yeah. I get hops. Ooh.
I think the hops start to show up. Yours is also, you've had yours open for about as long as I have.
Yeah.
So as it warms up, it still starts to, those start to make more of an appearance. Let's move on to our favorite category on Beer for Breakfast, the Love Lady Brewing Gas Station Squeeze, which is the taste. Cheers, friends.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
Another
cheers.
Friday.
Happy Friday.
Worked so hard.
Yes.
Cheers. Cheers.
I love you guys so much.
Entertaining, being this handsome is just, I got a drink because of it.
Man, you stick like that lotion.
He said emo. Ian's getting emo over there. He said he loves us all.
I just love you guys so much.
Well, Ian's been drinking all morning.
Yeah, he's hammered.
He brought in a bonus.
I brought in my own beer for
this. We brought in 3-4 packs today, which I'm really surprised by. I opened up the fridge and I was like, "Wow, there's these multiplier."
He's like, "I brought 8 extra beers just in case."
Did somebody feed these beers after midnight? That's what I want to know, because they are multiplying. Or did we get them wet? Yeah. What happened here? Ian, we'll start with you. What do you like? Tell me about the flavor of the Love Lady Brewing Company's Gas Station Squeeze.
As Dave has been saying the whole segment, thick is the big kind of key word that I'm getting from this. It seems thicker than usual.
Really?
It really does to me. It seems it almost like has a creamy consistency, but the fruit in it. The fruit in it is the best, in my opinion, because even like the front end, it's you get the real fruit, but then on the back end, it kind of sneaks back up on you. And I like it. Very, very nice gas station squeeze.
Ian, are you hammered enough to take some of those beads off?
No.
Why are you wearing beads? Did you show yourself your own nipples? Like, what happened to that? Mardi Gras beads.
I had to sneeze, and I looked down, and I saw my nipple, so I was like,
you deserve a bead.
Yep.
Mardi Gras came late, I guess?
I'm not talking anymore.
Interestingly, your girlfriend chimed in the chat.
I was
just
thinking that, too.
Ian hates oranges. This is blowing my mind.
Well, it's tangerine.
I was just
that's
thinking
why.
That,
it's
too.
Tangerine. Yeah,
it's
this isn't an orange.
It's not an orange.
Same. It's
no,
they are
not. Oranges. Not even close.
I like orange-flavored things.
They're
I just don't like
you love Blue Moon.
I love Blue Moon.
Okay, but he doesn't. He specifically requests no orange for a Blue Moon.
But orange, it's already orange-flavored.
Exactly.
But this is a tangerine.
But I mean,
that's the weediest. Okay.
All right.
Audrey, you traditionally do not like IPAs. What are your thoughts?
No, I do not. This definitely. First taste gave me a little shiver because it was hop straight to my tongue. Like, I felt like that came first and then
really
came the citrus.
See,
which is opposite
it's
for you all.
It's coming in the opposite direction
because,
for me, yeah.
Because that's, for me, that's the IPA. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so the hops hits first, gave me a little shiver. Second taste, less hoppy, more citrus. But as I am drinking it more, I'm getting more of the citrus as I drink it.
See, Mahoney, for me, it was all tangerine up front and then hops on the back end.
Same.
Which is, and I'm more desensitized, I'm sure, to hops than you are. But when Ian described it as thick with two C's, I would agree in the sense. I didn't think of it that way.
It's not heavy.
It's not thick when you think about like a thick like stout or something like
flavor.
That.
Yeah. There's a lot of flavor happening.
There's just a lot of flavor.
Just layered flavor, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Layered flavor.
Thick in that way, yeah.
Layered flavor. Mm-hmm.
For me, the Love Lady Brewing Gas Station Squeeze, this tangerine West Coast IPA, starts with a predominantly citrus flavor. That tangerine, I think I actually even get a little bit of like grapefruit in there as well, even though I know there's no grapefruit in the body, but I'm still picking up a little bit of that and that tartness. It's not an overwhelming tartness by any means, but it's nicely balanced and very approachable. The finish brings more fruitiness and a nice hop finish that lingers for several moments after each drink. Like the nose, there's almost no alcohol detectable in the body of this beer. The mouthfeel for me, leaning more towards medium body, but still in that light to medium bodied range. Easy drinking, refreshing, very smooth, and the overall drinkability for me. The overall, the Love Lady Gas Station Squeeze is a very easy to drink, refreshing, fruited West Coast IPA. Besides being tasty, I think the beer really shines is that it's an incredible bang for your buck. $11.99 for a 4-pack of pints at almost 7% ABV, in my opinion, in this day and age, is a steal. If you're looking for something fun and easy to drink this weekend that won't break the bank, I would highly recommend picking up the Gas Station Squeeze.
So how much is it for a 4-pack?
$11.99.
That's not bad.
Pints.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a lot of, you know, a lot of 4-packs that I'm
It's $3 a pint, you know, and for a beer at almost 7% that drinks this easy.
Yeah.
Especially with the weather getting warmer and everything else. Like, this is.
And it drinks super easy.
So easy.
Super
Mahoney,
easy.
Mahoney, I had a question because I think I missed this part of your review. Did you say this was alcohol forward or not?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Me either. I don't think that.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah.
I think it's very muted.
I love you guys so much.
I think that is so alcohol forward. Every time, that's what I think it is. Every time I take a sip, I taste alcohol.
Mahoney, how many tubs of thick-ass lotion would you give this beer?
Dave, can I get a drum roll, please? Mm-hmm. Oh, Mahoney's thick-ass beer scale supremacy. I give the Gas Station Squeeze from Love Lady a 4.05 out of 5.
Very nice.
Listen live on demand on the radio.com app and follow @DaveandMahoney.